You've got it tuned to 90.3 FM Seattle, KEXP and KEXP.org. I am so excited about our guest tonight. I can't sit still. Ladies and gentlemen, smack them together as loud as you can for Peaches.
She got asses like we don't care. We've been shaking our tits for years, so let's switch positions, no inhibition. Fear cracking your nuts, pistachio. She the handlebar, pistachio. Curly on top, Ralph Macchio. Went down, got milk, mustache, yeah, yo. Dick in the air, let me see you get your dick in the air. Dick, dick, dick. Dick in the air, let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, dick, dick in the air. Let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, 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 dick in the air. Let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, dick, dick. I know it's not subtle. I know you think I'm trouble, but I see you standing there with a moose knuckle. Although it makes me chuckle. Loosen your buckle on the double. Face down, dick up. That's my command. Take it like a real woman, not Ayn Rand. Trickle down. Drop, give me 8 inches a pop. Stop, you're gone numb, you need a lift. Use a tongue, or take a fist. Roll with it, Sisyphus. No hissy fit, but hissy bits. A gin fizz, for every his. Now get to biz, who's Jesus is? Who's Jesus is? Who's Jesus is? Let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, 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 dick in the air. Let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, 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 balls and dick. Two balls and one dick. Balls, balls, dick, dick, balls and dick. Balls and dick, two balls and one dick. Balls, balls, dick, dick, balls and dick. Dick in the air, let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick, dick. Dick in the air, let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick balls and dick. Dick in the air, let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick balls and dick. Dick in the air, let me see you put your dick in the air. Dick balls and dick. Dick, dick, dick. Dick, dick, dick. Dick, dick, dick. Dick, dick, dick.
Plastic. Why do you
complete with an underpass if you're born as a man. But know you're a woman, I understand. Gotta get it, girl. Cotton, pig, and truffle, suckle, snuffle, up against, stuffing it, up in it. Are you up to it? Happy pig and truffle, suckle, snuffle, up against, stuffing it, up in it. Are you up to it? 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 Vaginoplasty. What do you ask me? Vaginoplasty. I keep it nasty. Vaginoplasty. What do you ask me? Vaginoplasty. I keep it nasty.
Listen up, voices scatter. boys, the girls, the boys, the girls.
You've got it tuned to listener-powered KEXP 90.3 FM Seattle and KEXP.org, and that was Peaches. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, good to be here.
Best use of craft eyes ever.
Googly eyes.
Googly eyes. Did you design that one?
No, John Renaud did, who's here today. He designed it.
Absolutely.
He woke up one morning, googly eyes.
Well, he did a beautiful, beautiful job. Do you guys have to replace them frequently?
That's the first time I wore it.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
What a treat.
That's the first time I wore the shoes or the boots, which is a collaboration with Doc Martin. And then he made that whole outfit and then the googly eyes on it. So,
well, I hope it holds up. And if not, I hope you have more googly eyes and
glue. Yeah, we'll just be gluing, sniffing glue, putting glue on.
It's all part of showbiz.
Yeah.
So you worked on a bunch of different projects in the interim between I Feel Cream mm-hmm. and the new album Rub, including a one-woman show and a book and a documentary film. How did those inform the process once you started working on Rub?
It actually helped me to just get my yayas out with things like, well, as you said, the one-woman show is me singing the whole Jesus Christ Superstar myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a vocal gymnastics that I don't normally do in a Peaches show. And I also sang first ever opera, L'Orfeo. I played the role of Orfeo, and I had to sing in an operatic style, which I would never want to do for a Peaches album. So these are, and also I made a stage show called Peaches Does Herself, based, as you called it, a documentary, but more like a mythical documentary that turned into a movie. And, you know, that's something that's even more over the top than a Peaches show, because it was done in a place, the same place every night, so we could use big costumes and lots of extra people and dancers and things. So those are things I don't get to do in a Peaches show, nor do I want to, but I still enjoy them as guilty pleasure. So it was just a way of like getting that out of my system and then being really focused on Peaches music again.
Which begs the question then, were there any special challenges to making Rub?
No, it was a total, complete pleasure to just sit there for 10 hours a day with my friend Vice Cooler in my garage in L.A. for 1 year, every day, 10 hours a day, just going at it and knowing that we're going to come up with the best possible Peaches album ever.
Mm-hmm. Is there a backlog of additional material, or is this the brightest and the best?
There's not so much. I don't write so many extra songs. Mm-hmm. You usually know midway, it's like, nah, forget it, so... There's some half-finished ones, but nah.
Yeah.
The half-finished one that we came back to after we had finished the album was Bodyline, which is a track
Ooh.
That I did with Nick Zinner.
Yeah.
And that was released with for Adult Swim's Summer Singles Collection. So that was a surprise because it pushed us to like finish that song because there wasn't really room for guitars on the album, but that track as a track alone is quite spectacular. So
I'm glad you finished it.
Yeah.
It's a crazy time to be alive with Shout Your Abortion and Black Lives Matter and rising transgender awareness.
Yeah.
Does the world need Peaches more than ever?
The world needs to just get it together and realize that, you know, people need to be who they need to be. And we have to stop with, you know, this antiquated patriarchal method where it's like easier to get Viagra than an abortion. So, you know, just get it together. This is like common sense. I don't understand how people can actually even consider someone like Donald Trump to be in a presidential election. I'm just amazed at how informed people are to themselves,
mm-hmm.
how fearful they are. And then that's not just individuals' problems. It's sort of the way that we are pushed. So we have to fight against this, the fear and the, you know, uncomfortableness of like feeling if you need to be this way, it's wrong. But yes, it's getting better in some ways, but in other ways it's totally not. You know, there's still people like, you know, Kim Davis around, and you know, even Pope Francis, we thought we have hope for him, but you know, he's kind of, he said some really, really questionable things about trans issues, mm-hmm. Relating it to like nuclear war and stuff like that. So, I mean, I just want people to really think for themselves and become who they need to be and not be fearful from whatever they think, whoever it is that they think is controlling them.
Yeah, the jackbooted stormtroopers or the white-bearded sky god.
Right. Or Facebook.
Yeah. But I would imagine that the art and the performances give you hope.
In one way, I'm just celebrating, you know, at this point. I'm just celebrating. I'm happy that people come to my shows and they act, you know, understand. And hopefully there's just a continuation of this kind of performance, and I can, you know, inspire people to act responsibly and have a good time.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a treat. I'm thrilled you came by.
Thanks.